Nigeria reportedly agrees to secret ceasefire with Boko Haram. Nigeria has reportedly maintained a secret ceasefire with Boko Haram for the past 3 months, following negotiations that helped secure the release of 360 civilians abducted from Ngosh village in Borno state. Three sources with contacts within the jihadist group told the New Humanitarian that the truce, which has reportedly stopped attacks around Ngosh, is likely to be extended by another 40 days. The agreement allegedly involved a ransom payment of $3.7 million. The government has denied making such a payment. The reported ceasefire highlights a possible shift to talks after 17 years of conflict, even as the government publicly rejects negotiations with Boko Haram and continues with efforts to strengthen the military. Analysts caution that the truce may be only a temporary tactical arrangement rather than a path to lasting peace. Negotiations are further complicated by Boko Haram's rivalry with Islamic State West Africa Province, which is not part of the agreement. Sudan faces fresh scrutiny over alleged chlorine weapons. Follow us on WhatsApp, LinkedIn for the latest headlines. Sudan's war is facing renewed scrutiny over allegations that the Sudanese armed forces developed and deployed chlorine-based chemical weapons against the Rapid Support Forces during the battle for Khartoum. Investigations by the New York Times and the Washington Post, based on more than 150 leaked intelligence documents, photographs, videos, and intercepted communications, reportedly detail an alleged program that began in 2024, including plans for chlorine-filled warheads, testing operations, and efforts to conceal the program. The records also identify possible sources of chlorine, including a reported shipment that entered Sudan through Egypt and supplies stored at water treatment facilities. However, there is no evidence that chlorine supplied by UNICEF for civilian water systems was diverted for weapons. Sudan's military has denied producing, stockpiling, or using chemical weapons. The United States previously sanctioned Sudan in 2025 over separate allegations of chemical weapons use. The latest claims are expected to increase pressure for an independent investigation to establish whether the weapons were produced or deployed, who authorized them, and how the chlorine was obtained. Namibia HIV groups warn of impact from U.S. funding cuts. Namibia's planned phase-out of United States financial assistance for its HIV response has raised concerns among organizations supporting people living with HIV. Despite the country being recognized for reaching key United Nations HIV targets for testing, treatment, and viral suppression, the United States plans to provide $45 million for Namibia's HIV response during the 2027-28 financial year as funding shifts from direct financial assistance towards technical cooperation. Victoria Camuel, executive director of the Tanata People Living with HIV Support Network, said the reduction could have a major impact because many treatment, prevention, and support programs have relied heavily on donor funding. Tanata represents about 29,000 people living with HIV across 6 regions. Camuel warned that support groups and established community programs could struggle without adequate government funding. More than 220,000 people currently receive antiretroviral treatment through Namibia's public health system. The government says it is committed to maintaining national ownership of the HIV response. Officials are also seeking alternatives to replace about $730 million in annual HIV funding if an agreement with the United States cannot be reached over health data and specimen-sharing arrangements. Mozambican opposition leader faces trial over post-election unrest. Mozambican opposition politician Venancio Mondlane is preparing to face trial before the Supreme Court over 5 charges linked to protests that followed the disputed October 2024 presidential election. Prosecutors accuse him of public advocacy of crime, incitement to collective disobedience, public instigation to a crime, instigation to terrorism, and incitement to terrorism, allegations he denies. Mondlane, who finished second to ruling party candidate Daniel Chapo, rejected the election result and claimed he had won, triggering months of protests in which more than 300 people were killed. He left the country after the election before returning in January 2025 and later held meetings with Chapo in an attempt to address the political crisis. The case gained further significance after Monlane joined the Council of State, and his immunity was suspended to allow the proceedings to continue. Legal and political observers say the trial could deepen concerns about using the justice system to resolve a fundamentally political dispute and could affect Mondlane's ability to contest the 2029 presidential election. Morocco earthquake, survivors wait for aid 3 years on. 3 years after a devastating earthquake struck Morocco's Al Hayas region, killing more than 2,900 people and injuring over 5,500, reconstruction has progressed significantly in some communities, but left thousands of families still waiting for assistance. In Igermain village, about 90% of homes have reportedly been rebuilt, with 114 of around 150 families receiving some form of state support. But in nearby Asger, one of the worst-hit areas, dozens of families are still waiting for reconstruction assistance, while some residents whose homes have been rebuilt elsewhere face problems accessing water and electricity. The High Atlas Development Agency says more than 54,000 homes have been built or rehabilitated, and that the government has provided over 7.2 billion dirhams in assistance. However, more than 3,000 families have reportedly complained that they have received no state support, with some excluded because of residency or property status disputes. Victims and advocacy groups are calling for greater transparency and an independent investigation into how aid has been distributed. Some survivors remain in tents or damaged homes nearly 3 years after the disaster.